This is the Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line now with us to take a look at the futures markets is Jackie Vase. She's at Stuart Peterson right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Now, tell me about the marketplace as you've seen it today. One of the interesting things I think I saw was that in the corn pit, we had unchanged endings in the September and December contract. I don't remember the last time that really happened.
No, it's actually been quite a while. There's no question about that. You know, we're headed into first notice day for the September contracts. That'll be on Friday. And I think September beans is probably the best example of what happens if you stay in too long, because we were down to 4,545 contracts this morning, and they're just squeezing them is what they're doing. And so September corn still has 74,000 left in there as far as open interest goes. So, you don't know exactly what's going to happen on that side, but I can't remember the last time. I told Dave this morning, I'll say the same thing to you. Can you hear me yawn? I mean, because that's kind of the way these markets have been, and yet you would expect that. We're headed into a Labor Day holiday. You see position squaring because of that. Some guys leave early. You know, if they hold shares, they've got to be out of their positions. So, you just don't think, I don't think anybody really has a good feel for what's going on. So we got first notice day coming. We've got the holiday coming. We have fighting going on in Russia and Ukraine. There's just so many things in the background. So it's become more of a day trading market than it actually has anything else. If you notice every day, we do about the same thing. You know, we'll either trade down and come back up, and in most cases, trade down and come back up. Trade up overnight, go down early on, and then they come back in and buy some more back in, and at the end of the day they square up again. So it's there just isn't enough information out there right now.
Is this one of those times where you get an opportunity to talk to your clientele because of the lack of interest in the marketplace and lack of movement in the marketplace, that it's quiet enough that you can really talk to them about marketing plans for the coming year, and what is it that you discuss with them in those cases?
Well, we've talked for a long time about, hedging 15 and especially about being on top of what's happening with 14. The biggest case right now is basis. If you looked at Decatur basis for beans today, they were 375 over November. If you're sitting on any old crop beans, how much of an opportunity do you ever think you were going to have $14 for beans again? And it's not going to be here long. Central Illinois was at $3 last week. It's at $2 this week. When they get what they want, they're going to go down. But I talked to them about things like from August 26th to September 26th, 2013. Let's look at what happened. Dec 13 lost 43 and three-quarter cents. November beans lost 72 and three-quarter cents. It certainly says that this would have implications. When you have traders are looking back to prior years. We better review how much we have sold and what we've done, whether we've locked basis or not. In that same period, we saw December 14, which would be the equivalent of December 15 this year, lost 32 cents, and November beans lost 54. Again, another reason we've been talking a great deal about putting some hedges in place on 15. And then, on top of that, all right, we're going to find a bottom here. There's going to be a bottom coming. If you look back to DEC 09, we bottomed around the 8th of September. We're running, if you compare that chart, we're running about 2 weeks behind what they were doing, which would say that we may bottom somewhere around the middle of September. I mean, how much more information can we put into this market beyond the USDA report and the FSA numbers that may totally crush it? It's hard to say. Am I saying we're going to stay right here? No, I don't think so. I think we'll work our way lower. But at the same time, if we get to a point where it appears that we've got enough information to say we put a bottom in, I'd say we go back and we come in here and we buy some calls and we buy some futures. Because if you look back to 09, and so often, we put an early bottom in a year like this, and then we rally right into October, which is crop insurance month. And so what we're telling people is, we're saying, get yourself prepared. When we come back and say we're going to lift some of these puts that we've got, we're going to buy calls or futures to try and offset the potential loss that there is on crop insurance. And some people say, well, I'm not going to get any crop insurance because I have too many bushels. Well, this could offset some of the cost of crop insurance per acre. So, there's a lot of different strategies that you can use. But it's interesting. One thing I'll tell you, Todd, that we've been hearing a lot of from a lot of guys who were heavily corn, that they're switching over to beans. and they've been hedging that way. You know, they've been putting hedges in place for 15 on beans with the idea that they plan on planting beans. And we're certainly hearing that in a lot of different places. Farm Futures came out today, said 2.1% increase. They bumped bean acres for next year up to 86.8. Now, a little early to be doing that, but those are the things you need to be talking about.